Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today I want to continue where we left off yesterday. We were discussing ways to stay calm, and yesterday we touched on staying positive. And the argument was is that calm people focus on the good things around them. They don't really tune into the negative, and they don't get sucked into that negativity. And what the way they're able to do that often is when they find themselves in what could potentially be a negative situation. They've learned the art of reframing. And when they'll hear bad news or they'll ingest that negativity, they will, within that negativity somewhere, find a positive angle or find an opportunity within that set of circumstances. And from there, they reframe their situation to remain in that positive place. So they see the good. So people often learn this technique. They'll begin by using a trigger. And so what I'll do is when my brain starts to go in a negative place, I'll flick my wrist. And that's just a signal for me to shift, to reframe. What I'm trying to do here is discontinue the negative thought and then focus on something that's more pleasing. Now, it really and truly works once you get the hang of it. And once you do it a few times, you'll start to fall in line. But a lot of times at first, we get caught up in our own negative stories, and it's very difficult to get out of them. So the suggestion is if you're able to reframe, but you're able to reframe early on, right? If you start to dwell on something that becomes negative and you start to play it out in your mind, and we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, it gets worse and worse each time because now you're really living this experience in your mind. But if you're able to cut it off right away, you do it before it builds. And if you can get there before it builds, now you're in a much better situation to be able to deal with it. You can still reframe it because it's not too far gone. The problem is once you build on it, it becomes very, very difficult to reframe. So the key to this whole technique is to do it early. The second you feel the negativity coming on, have that response. Again, in my case, it's flicking the wrist. You could wear a rubber band around your wrist. There's a lot of different things you can do. Just find one that works for you. And people that get advanced at this technique no longer need the trigger anymore. They just go there mentally. But that's really where we're trying to get to when we talk about reframing. And it's a great tool to help you stay calm. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. I'd also love to hear any stories you may have around reframing that you do yourself. And if you have a good technique that works, I'd love for you to share it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about this idea of playing out negative mental scenarios and how you gain control of that, which also ties to the reframing we discussed today. For today, I really want you to focus on this concept of reframing. Again, that negative thought comes in your mind. Do have a technique, flick your wrist, wear a rubber band, whatever it is, but move your mind to a more positive direction. Do it early, do it frequently. As soon as it enters your mind, just pull that trigger and reframe and go somewhere else.